And what do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
They call that fat bag.
Fat bag.
Or strict lean, strict fat.
Okay.
The white piece, there's two pieces that come from the side of a hog, you know. There's one with a strict lean and a strict fat. And then there's a, there's a piece that's just pure white. There's no lean in it.
Hmm. And that's called fat bag?
That's called fat bag.
I see. What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog jowl or the hog's head?
That's hog head cheese.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
And what do you call the center of a peach?
That's a kernel.
And if there's a peach whose meat sticks to the seed, is there a special name for that?
If if the meat sticks to the seed,
mm-hmm. Well, or to the kernel, I mean.
I mean to the kernel. Well, there's two different kinds of peaches. There's presses. There's one kind of peach that the seed sticks to the meat. See, and there's another kind that opens right up. I think that's a pressed peach.
Where it sticks to it. Mm-hmm. What about the ones that don't stick? Do they have a name?
Yeah, but you know I can't think of it right now.
Okay. And what are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Beans that don't have to be shelled? Oh, that's snap beans.
Can you think of any others?
I don't know of any other bean that don't have to be shelled except a snap bean.
Okay. What about some beans that do have to be shelled?
What are beans?
Could you describe those? I've never seen any.
You've never seen a butter bean? Well, they're good if you get them young and tender. They're not good if you let them get old, but you know, they're in a long kind of a olive shape hull. And there's always about three beans to the hull.
Are they tiny little beans or?
Well, there's different kinds. You can get them tiny, mm-hmm. or you get the large ones, you know. And you have to know when to pick them too. The tiny ones are the best.
Are they a yellow bean or a green bean?
They're green.
Oh. Hmm. Are there some other kinds that do have to be shelled?
Not that I know of. Do have to be shelled. Beans?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all I know anything about has to be shelled except snap bean.
Uh-huh. Well, can you name some others that do have to be?
Well, there's peas, you know. You got peas has to be shelled.
Uh-huh.
They are different. Variety of them too, you know. You have to shell all the peas.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Top of turnip or beet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, turnips are this part of the country's turnips. And some of them.
Even the tops of them? Do you have a name for the tops?
Turnip greens.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call corn that's just shucked and boiled and eaten?
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob. That's fun. And what do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it has stripes down its back? It just kind of runs along the ground.
That's a ground mole, isn't it?
Ground mole. And what about a little animal that's black and it has a white stripe down the back?
Oh, that's
and it smells bad.
That's what?
It smells terrible.
Oh, I know what it is. Oh. But I can't think of it. Skunk.
And boy, you sure don't want to hit those.
No, you can ride along the road and tell when one's been across. I mean,
right.
Been around there.